Hello, and welcome to the ICIS Americas podcast. I hope everyone out there is staying safe and ready for another in-depth look at the petrochemicals industry. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and with me today is markets editor and our glycerin expert, Lucas Hall. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Anna.
Today, we're going to chat about the U.S. glycerin market and what's to come in the second half of the year. Lucas, since Q3 glycerin contracts just settled, can you talk a little about the supply and demand fundamentals that drove the Q2 negotiations?
Yeah, Anna, happy to talk about that. So we at ICIS usually assess the contracts the second week of the given quarter. And so this past week, ICIS assessed the quarterly glycerin contracts for Q3, by and large, up more than 10 cents per pound on a bulk basis. Most of the contract negotiations that took place for Q3 were driven primarily by the fact that during the onset of the coronavirus, we saw a sudden and sharp increase in demand for glycerin to meet hand sanitizer production to help mitigate the spread of the pandemic. This all happened on the heels of the pandemic also causing major supply disruptions, particularly for the supply chain from Southeast Asia to the U.S. The supply chain from Southeast Asia serves a lot of the product that goes into the personal care sector, given that that industry typically prefers non-GMO product, most of which is produced in the region. For that reason, we saw sudden shortages of glycerin in the U.S. market because supply was unable to make its way into the U.S. The demand for glycerin that wasn't being met by imports then started to spill over into some of the other markets, namely for soy-based glycerin or GMO-based glycerin and tallow-based glycerin. Those markets followed suit then with the price increases we saw for the other grades of glycerin, leading to basically the overall increases we saw in the Q3 contracts.
And how does supply and demand look now after the initial coronavirus-related shock? Are we seeing the same issues with supply and demand?
So looking now at the market, now that we've been in this pandemic for a few months, there still is some underlying supply tightness. Although the oleochemicals industry has been deemed essential through the pandemic, some of those supply issues are still lingering in the market in the form of volumes being delayed from Southeast Asia into the summer months, as well as just sort of that demand that's been packed in for hand sanitizers. Much of those customers that emerged in the market to produce hand sanitizers have now contracted most of their volumes for the quarter. So we are seeing a little bit of moderation or easing in demand, but by and large, the market is still being underpinned by this supply tightness, which is why we haven't seen the spot prices moderate significantly compared to the initial surge in Q2.
Yeah, that makes sense. It sounds like a lot of supply concerns still linger, especially as it relates to product coming from Southeast Asia. So what are your expectations of the market looking at Q3 and the rest of the year, actually?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think that we're at a tipping point right now where by and large, the market is expecting glycerin prices to moderate for the rest of the year. This in tow with hopefully supply issues easing with lockdown restrictions ending, people returning to kind of more normal purchasing patterns as well, less stockpiling on hand sanitizers or other products, in the cleaning sector. That said, a second wave of the virus is a concern on people's minds, as well as what the outlook is in Southeast Asia, where much of the glycerin is produced based off of biodiesel production, which took a big hit because of lower fuels demand during the pandemic. Right now, the Indonesian government is injecting quite a bit of money to support the biodiesel industry, which in tow would, in theory, help maintain glycerin supply. However, if we see that biodiesel production can't be maintained through the rest of the year, whether that be through a second wave of the pandemic, or a lack of money based on the economic downturn we've seen during the virus, we could see kind of that tightness linger throughout the rest of the year. At the same time, demand should moderate. Most people have already stockpiled on these essential goods like hand sanitizers. And although some of the demand segments that were negatively impacted during the virus, like polyurethanes, are coming back online, demand in some of those segments is expected to be overall slower this year, in line with a lot of markets that we're covering at ICIS. So overall, right now, the expectation is that prices will moderate as supply issues ease. But there is always that underlying concern about, second wave or another surge in demand or disruption to the supply chain.
Certainly. Well, thank you, Lucas, for joining me on this podcast and sharing your views on the market. And thanks to everyone who listened in today. Stay tuned for the next episode of the ICIS Americas podcast.
Thanks, Anna.